Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One of our players, the dude from the Nessens tried to square it up with one of our players. So then when he did that, their whole Manassas bench came out on us. And then all our people came out on us because they was going to just jump our player. So our clearing people came out, and then they just start brawling out. It was like a big mess.
They did start brawling out. That's our guy Jaquan Dixon. He got a lot of run on our show. Clairton Hooper, Jaquan Dixon. And now there's trouble. Manassas and Clairton, we saw it last week. They duked it out on the basketball floor. Well, listen here. This is a long, lengthy list, so bear with me. Whipple Board of Directors slapped a 5-year probation and other penalties Monday on all Manassas and Clairton High School sports programs, all of them, as well as fans. 5-year probation for all Whipple sports at each school will start immediately. Any violation will result in the offending team or school being unable to compete in the Whipple playoffs that season and loss of scheduling by the Whipple for the next 2 seasons. The other penalties, are you ready? Boys basketball teams at both schools can compete in the Whipple playoffs that's coming up, but all players who dress for the game and came off the bench during the fights must serve a 1-game suspension. We're okay with that, right?
Yeah.
You come off the bench, 1-game suspension. All right. 2 players will serve the suspension per game until each team has assessed the proper penalty, with the possibility of that suspension carrying over to the next year if it's not served by the playoffs. That means they don't want to – if 10 kids came off the bench, you can't suspend all 10 kids for a game. It's going to be like a rolling suspension. For the playoffs, this is both Clairton and Manassas are limited to 30 presale tickets, with 10 complimentary tickets provided for administrators and board members. Because we got to make sure the board members and the administration people get in. Both schools will play at neutral sites throughout the playoffs. Opposing teams will have access to an unlimited amount of presale tickets, but there will be no gate sales at the game, which you know what's going to happen. The Manassas and the Clairton people just buy them off the other people if you're savvy and smart, right? Okay, another penalty. If Clairton and Manassas are scheduled to play each other the next 2 years in boys varsity basketball, those games must be played at 4:00 with no spectators. In addition, Clairton must play all home boys basketball varsity games for the next 2 years at 4:00 with spectators permitted. No night games at Clairton, and when those two teams play, no spectators. That's fair.
They're in the same section.
Right.
So at least right now they are.
That was serious what they did.
Each school must develop a sportsmanship program for their athletes before the 2018-19 school year to report to the Whipple. Each school must also develop and initiate a sportsmanship program for their district and their spectators detailing expectations when attending events. So there's that. Those are the penalties. The one thing that's weird is for 5 years probation, right? Like 5 years. So this is going to affect 4th graders potentially.
Right.
Right? If you play varsity sports in ninth grade.
Yeah.
I guess it was that severe of a fight that you're going to be playing at 4:00 if you're a basketball player. You're 4th grader right now. When you're a ninth grader, you're going to be playing a 4:00 game. Just the way it is.
Just the way it is.
You're used to it at that age.
The ticket system is going to be interesting to watch how that plays out.
Yeah. They're going to find a way to get it.
For one side and not the other. 30 pre-sale.
Yeah.
How do you win that lottery?
You're right.
Well, maybe they've identified. They've also. I can't imagine that. You know, they say family members can get in. I would imagine there were some family members that were involved in the brawl.
No, family members will be allowed to go to some of the games.
No, but what I'm saying is that there were probably family members that were involved in the fight.
No, just people 30 that came pre-sale people, tickets.
No,
that's it.
No, you don't understand what I'm saying.
No, I don't.
There were family members that came out of the stands and fought.
Right.
So they could still get in, theoretically.
Well, yeah, if they buy they would have to get one of the 30 presale tickets or get tickets from the other team.
But if the school knows who they are,
right.
I would imagine they
wouldn't
let them in.
That is my point here. They should know who the culprits are. And I understand this penalty, and it's okay, 5-year probation, I get it. But they should know by the – there's so much videotape out there from this incident. How do they not know and identify more severely who the exact culprits are here, who did the really bad things, and just pitch these people out for good?
Correct. I don't know how they – that should have been part of that statement.
This
and
is we Joe Smith.
And we identified 12 people maybe that are banned for two years.
Maybe they did.
Maybe they did.
And I don't need them publicly tarred and feathered. I don't need I don't need their names in a newspaper. But here's Joe Smith. Here's Tony Jones. Here's Mike. Whatever.
Yeah.
They're done. They're never allowed in games anymore, or they're not allowed in games for 10 years. Like that. There needs to be a more pointed punishment on those people, I think, than a wide swathing punishment on everyone. Because now, and I get the 4 o'clock game stuff, but like limiting to 30 tickets. Well, first, let's take the 50 people or whatever on that videotape that we know who they were.
Correct.
And make sure they're disqualified from going to games.
And I wrote it down, but I think I heard it. But and if it's violated in one way, it's a ban for everybody? A two-year ban for the program?
Right. If some goof wants to walk in off the street like Schubert.
Now I got to move and transfer. Yes. I mean, what the hell's
that? Here's another angle to this. If you're an opposing player, and you try to goad players on those two teams when you're playing them.
Talk about turn the other cheek. I mean, Clareton.
Yeah, but that would be pretty low. But I
would it though.
I could see that.
Not if they're real good.
I could see something like that happening.
Championship.
Right. Right.
Oh man.
This story's not over. I bet.
Yeah, I wonder. It doesn't mention in this story what the appeals process is, if there is. It feels like that these schools just accepted. You know, Manessen coach Joe Salvino said he respected the Whipple's decision, which can be appealed by either school. Though Manessen was awarded a 54-45 win after the game was stopped, it will be rendered a no contest. So there is an appeals process. I would appeal and say, hey, look, fourth graders right now, fifth graders right now. This is a little what fights happen in basketball games. It shouldn't have happened the way it happened in that. It just should not have happened. But if a kid who's in fifth grade now decides that there is a little fisticuffs in a game 4 years from now, that might be a bit much to go ahead and levy punishment on the
program. So that fifth grader starts something, then that triggers the two-year ban?
Right.
That's so silly. It seems drastic. It just seems harsh.
Because it feels like the culprits here will be swept out of the program by then.
Of course. They'll be.
Mathematics tell you that, right?
Correct.
I don't know. We'll see what happens with this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.